Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, okay. We got some background noise. I don't know if you can hear. We have a concert here in Miami, but it should be coming to an end. Sandy, are you back in Flatbush?
I got here 10 minutes ago. I got here, mine was 10 minutes ago.
Wow, it's Sadiq. All right. Welcome home.
Concert by the yeshiva?
What?
The concert was by the yeshiva there?
Concert's in the dining room. But it's ending at 8 o'clock officially. The fancy yeshiva.
Who's giving the concert?
That's already an embarrassing question.
I saw posters for it or something. I don't know. It said Yeshiva Miami. I didn't know what Yeshiva.
Oh, no. Yeshiva Miami is a different concert. This is not a public concert. This is a private concert.
Oh, okay. Fine.
This wasn't open to public. This was just for our student body. No admission. I forgot who was giving it. It's a famous person, but I'm just, you know. Eitan Katz, is that his name?
Yes. Yes, that's a well-known one.
Yeah. It's famous, yeah.
Okay, anyway, I think that's who it is.
He's famous for La Mancha, a few other awesome songs.
Okay, anyway. All right. Hello. More people, welcome. Okay, so let's start. So, I don't know if you hear the background noise.
I don't hear any background noise now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so we're sort of smearing the Gemara. I don't want to say smearing, but we're just reading Gemara Rashi. So we said yesterday a very nice thing. I think it was very nice. It was based on, we saw in the, there's a sefer. I took it out, I don't know where it is. There's a sefer Halichas Olam, which is Klalei Hashas, and in there it has Klalei Hashas from the Beis Yosef. So he brings clearly this klal that a pasuk, if it's going against the mashmos, here it is. Here's the sefer. It's on my table. Halichas Olam. So an Halichas Olam is a very easy sefer to use because it has a great index. Or Klalei Hashas. So here he says, get the page in page Shin Yud Ches of the Sefer. The Beis Yosef quotes, here he says, it quotes the Beis of Beis Yosef, Matsinu Shemikaya Chasvara, you have a Pasuk, Ha Pasuk Yosef Mide Pshuto. So the Svara will tell us to change the pasuk. Kamash Kozov, Atayzas Perikama, the Yavamis, Nav Yud Awif, Amadeis, Divrei Maskil, the Rabbos. So he's saying that even though there's a Pasha Mashmos of a pasuk, but if the Mashmos of the pasuk is illogical, so the Svara will tell us not to learn the pasuk that way. So what we said yesterday, I think what we were saying, is that The Gemara had a pasuk that Edim by as Rashi brings a pasuk that by Edim are not mechayev Yeshua. Comes along Rav Meir and says that's illogical. because Rav Meir said that if you're, you know, if you can, if you're Neman, or if you and a Korban HaKahal, where's the Lashon? It takes more power to cause Misa. It takes a higher level of Nemanis to cause Misa than Korban. So if you can cause Misa, you surely have Nemanis for Korban. So the Pasuk is illogical. If the Pasuk is illogical, so Rav Meir is allowed to be Deichik the Pasuk. So that because he's making the Pasuk illogical. So even though Rashi said that there's a pasuk, but Rav Meir is allowed to just be doipik the pasuk because we have this klalei hashas. When a pasuk is illogical, then we try, we will be ready to be doipik the pasuk from pshuto. Obviously, if it's black and white, you're stuck. Para aduma is black and white. But if anything that's not black and white, even though there's a certain mashmaltz, we would rather be doipik the pasuk than to have it say something that's illogical. So then why didn't Rav Chiya just answer that I'm doich of the pasuk because I have a kava chomer that madach piv is madach piv is edim is mechayvo knas and piv is not mechayvo knas. So then if piv is mechayvo korban, so surely edim is mechayvo korban. So we said, I think a very nice story that kava chomers are not necessarily logical. If a pasuk tells you that a kava chomer is not true, the pasuk's not being illogical, right? We made a very nice kava chomer yesterday. It says if a washing machine will wash clothes and an airplane can't wash clothes, so an airplane that can fly should surely be able to wash clothes. Right? That's a good kava chomer. Lefi klalei kava chomer, that's a valid kava chomer. But if there's a pasuk that says that airplanes can't wash clothes, you wouldn't say it's illogical.
That would be a valid kava chomer because an airline can fly doesn't mean you can wash clothes.
That's a valid kava chomer. I'm sorry. Many, just because Aiden worked for Knas doesn't mean it's going to work for Shua. One thing has nothing to do with the other. The kava chomers, as long as you find a halachic chomer, you can make a kava chomer. That would be, I don't agree with you. That would be a valid kava chomer. We find all those kind of kava chomers all over Shas. It's because kava chomer is yud gimel midas shatar nidreshes ba. They don't have to be. It's not based on a logic. It's based on it's a din. You're allowed to make a kava chomer. So the fact that I find Adam works by knas and Piv doesn't, that's like saying a wash machine washes clothes and airplane doesn't. So I can make a kava chomer. So then if Piv works for Shua, then Adam for sure works for Shua. It's not that there's a similarity between Knas, which is a Chiyah Mammon, and a special type of Chiyah Mammon, and Shua, no comparison. It's just a Kava Chomer. So that they're saying. So that Kava Chomer, if a Pasuk comes and negates that Kava Chomer, that's not cool that the Pasuk's being illogical. Right? That's what we said. I think we said this yesterday, no?
Yeah, we said this, and Rebbe's saying this to explain the movement in the Gemara between the Havan and the Maskana. What's this explaining? Let me ask it that way.
The Gemara asks, there's two steps. The Gemara asks the Kasha on Rav Chiya from the Korban. So the question we had is, what's the Gemara's big Kasha that Rav Chiya say that Edim are also Mechaibo Korban from a Kava Chomer? Teretz is, because that's why I saw someone in the Eiser guy named Svart says, this is right, this is Pshat, that's why Rashi went out of his way to say that there's a Pasuk that Edim is Pater from Korban, Because otherwise, why does Rashi say, when he's explaining the Gemara's Kasha, that there's a pasuk that's that Edom is potter from Korban? Because by Piv, he had to say that there's a pasuk that you're chayiv. So it's mashma from Rashi that call, unless you have a pasuk that you're chayiv, you start out potter. So why did Rashi have to say that there's a pasuk that says Edom is potter? So we said yesterday, and I think, and I saw someone in the sheet that says it too, in addition, it's either hopefully halfway smart, because Rav Chiya has a Kavah Chaymer. Rav Chiya is based on a premise that Edom says to Piv, anything you can do, I can do. Right? You can be Chayev Shrua, I can be Chayev Shrua, because I'm better than you, because I make Knas and you don't. So Pashas Rav Chiya would say also that if Piv is Mechayev Korban, so Edom Mechayev Korban. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So the answer is the Gemara's Kasha was because you can't say that Edom Mechayev. Rav Chiya can't turn along and use his Kavah Chomer to say that Edom is Mechayev Korban because it's against the Pasuk. So then that's how he framed the Gemara's question. Yet the Gemara answers that Rav Chiya holds like Rav Meir, who learns out from a Kavah Chomer that you are Chayiv Korban. What do you do with the Pasuk? So Terah says he's Doichik the Pasuk, like this, you know, this Beis Yosef says that Svara can be Doichik a Pasuk. So Mimanasha, can you be Doichik the Pasuk or can't you be Doichik the Pasuk? If you could be Doichik the Pasuk, so then what was the Gemara's Kasha and Rav Chiya? Rav Chiya will learn from a Kavah Chomer that Edom are Mechayev Korban, he'll also be Daichik to Pasuk. He'll learn from his Kavah Chomer. You don't have to bring in Rav Meir. Rav Chiya has his own Kavah Chomer from Knas. If Rav Chiya, if the Pasuk, you can't be Daichik to Pasuk with Svara, so then Rav Meir makes no sense. What does it help me that I have Rav Meir's Kavah Chomer? You can't go against the Pasuk. So we're answering that you can be Daichik a Pasuk when it's against Svara. Not holding of Rav Meir's Kavah Chomer is against Svara, because Rav Meir's Kavah Chomer is Yesh Bechlal Masai Yamana. So that is strong enough to be Daichik the Pasuk. But Rav Chiya's Kavah Chomer would never be able to be Daichik the Pasuk, because Rav Chiya's Kavah Chomer is not logical. And therefore, if a Pasuk tells you it's not true, it's not a Pli Atzuma. It's not the Pasuk going against logic. Because the whole Kavah Chomer is not logic. If the Pasuk would write that airplanes don't wash clothes, it's not illogical. Just because there happened to have been a Kavah Chomer that said they do, but it's very, it's tied to the Pasuk that says, don't make that Kavah Chomer, they don't.
I just don't understand if Rebbe has in Rashi, right, Rebbe pointed out, I think in the beginning, that Rashi doesn't have Ishtamute by Koy for a call, right?
Rashi doesn't have Ishtamute. Where's Ishtamute coming in here for? I don't know. Anything?
I'll tell you what, because according to what we're saying, right, if Migdu Chashin and Mind Chashin Shuasa in Rashi is a din, is a psak din, there's no din, not because. Right, what's the original Kavah Chomer in Rashi? What's Rav Chiya's Kavah Chomer, right?
Yeah.
Right. I would have said Bigdu Chashin Amar Chashin Shvuasa. I would have said that, right? If not for the Kavah Chomer. But if you tell me that the svar of Bigdu Chashin Amar Chashin Shvuasa is halacha and Rashi holds that halacha, so that should kill the Kavah Chomer.
Okay, I don't know. This is like the kids you're asking. I don't know when you kill the Kavah. I'm learning this Gemara Min Ayubay. You're asking me from the Gemara before. That's cheating. Let me learn this Gemara Minayu Bay. I just want to know Minayu Bay. This Gemara. Let me first learn this Gemara Minayu Bay. No, you know, the shayla is a Gemara asked the Kasha and Rav Chiya. You, Rav Chiya, said that we make a Kavah Chomer from that you make a Kavah Chomer. That because you say that Edom has everything that Piv has, I got a pirk on you that Adam doesn't have carbon. Now, apparently, Rav Chiya could come back and say, well, I don't accept that. I say Adam do have carbon. I got my car. You're right. Kufa, my premise is that Adam has everything that Piz have. So I'll say Adam has carbon. So Darren says Rav Chiya can't say that because he can't go against a pasuk. That's what Rashi says. You can't, that's John and Rashi. Right? You can't use Rav Chiya's Kava Chomer to go against the pasuk. Now you're saying, but you can use it to go against Migah the Chashin. Okay, I don't know. Migah the Chashin is not like a pasuk. I don't know. That's, you're making an assumption. I don't know. I think that Rashi holds that a normal Kava Chomer, even though the Beis Yosef tells you that we doichik the mashmos of a pasuk when the pasuk would be illogical. But if the pasuk is just telling you that you don't make a kal v'chomer, that's not illogical. Because kal v'chomers are not logical. So there's nothing illogical about not making a kal v'chomer. So Rav Chiya could not make his kal v'chomer here. Could not use his kal v'chomer to be doichik the pasuk. But Rav Meir's Kal V'chomer is a completely different type of Kal V'chomer. Rav Meir's Kal V'chomer is a Kal V'chomer in Svara, in Yesh B'chlal Masai Yemana. Yesh B'chlal Masai Yemana, of course, is an illogical Kal V'chomer. It's not possible that you can have Masayim and not Mana. That's mathematically impossible. That's illogical. You can't have the big one and not the little one. You can't have a crane that can pick up 100 pounds and can't pick up 50. You can't have a car that can go 100 miles and can't go 50 miles an hour. It's just not logical. That's Yesh B'chlal Masai Yemana. So if I can do the big job, I can do the little job. So for a puzzle to contradict such a Kal V'chomer is illogical. Once it's illogical, so you're allowed to be Deichik the puzzle. I think that's what we wanted to say yesterday. Is that okay? I think it's a very nice thing. I'm not answering your question. I just don't think it's like it's going to take me to a different sugya. I'm going to have to understand what Migah the Chashem Amayna is. I don't know what Migah the Chashem Amayna is. I'm not ready to go back to Migah the Chashem Amayna.
No, I see. Rebbe was the one who pointed out there might be a chiluk between Rashi and Tosfos. Originally, when he said Ishtamut, he said Taisis, it works out very nicely because it's a smaller Ishtamut in it. With the Barashi, if you hold that it's a Chashuv also without the Ishtamut Yisvara, however that works. So now
we're I don't know, but that Lemaisa, that's it's not a Kavachomer, it's not the same thing. It's not a Pasik, it's not a Pasik, it's the Svara, Migah the Chashuv. So the Kavachomer can be Daichik that Svara, okay. Okay, is anyone, can I go, should I go further or where, I think this is, okay, so we'll go further. So the Gemara said, let's go back in the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to say, Rav Chiya holds like Rav Meir, that the Edim is Mechaibo Karbon. Tanan, Amar Hashnai Mechaibo Tachedev. So two people say you ate chayit. And he says, I didn't eat. Rameir mechayit. So we say, Rameir mechayit. Macham and poetry. Rameir mechayit. I'm Rameir. In mechayvu, shnayin de misa chamura. Lo yivideh de korban akal. In other words, yesh beklau mosayim ana. Amr no. Ma'im yirtzalom armezen ayisi. So what's that mean? So Rashi says, which way Rashi learns, who amir lo achalti pater, sheyokolom armezen ayisi a pater min a korban. Av gishomer lo achalti pater, demano de shaker. So Rashi is saying that the Rabbanan are saying back to Rav Meir that it's not logical. It's it's that word that Edom should not be able to mechayev you, if there's a disagreement between him and Edom. He says, I didn't do the Aveira. Lo achalti. Edom says, you did do the Aveira. So it's not, Edom should not be mechayev you a carbon, because you have a migui. I could have said mezer or yisi. Since I could have said mezer or yisi, if I would have said mezer or yisi, I'm potter from a carbon. So therefore, if you have a migui, you're believed. So therefore, Rabbanan saying, you can't be mechayev in carbon based on the Edom, because the Edom are going against the migui. Okay. That's a gemara.
Yesterday, Rabbi said that if he says he didn't remember or something like that, that we wouldn't say that it's possible that it was amazing. We would assume that it's a shogeg.
Yes.
Why is that so?
I don't know, but that's what it seems in the gemara, because we put him on a cheskes kashrus, and people don't do averes amazing. So the edim say he ate. Apparently, the edim say he ate, and it looked to the edim like it was shogeg, whatever. That they're assuming it's shaygeg. That's even Tavis only. Otherwise, the cloud. Well, is that because that's what it seems. It's only because he argues with the Eidim. Umayim yirtzalomar meizel ayisi. But if he wouldn't say anything, we wouldn't assume meizel
ayisi. And if he would say meizid,
what would we say?
Why is he believed?
Because the Eidim don't know. The Edom don't know whether it's Mezid. They just as an assumption that it's Shaygeg. But they don't know.
Then why isn't that the answer to the question then? Meaning, since the Edom don't know if it's Shaygeg, if he's saying, I didn't do it, they can't talk to that really, because they can't prove that he did it for Shaygeg.
But so it depends. Wait. It depends what he says. If he would say, I didn't do it for Shaygeg, I did it for Mezid. So that makes sense, because he's not contradicting the Edom. But that's not the case here. The case here is that he's arguing with the agent.
Maybe it's not me.
I don't know. I don't do schuss times. I don't know. I'm not that in the. But he's coming here and he's arguing with the agent. The agent say he ate. He says it's not true. I didn't eat. I know for sure I didn't eat. So the Chachamim are saying that he's believed because he has a migui. That he could have said, I ate the maize.
It doesn't say the fair shmiku. It says he could have said it.
Rashi says, part of Shayyav Alamar Meza Yisi, but Kurt, Ovshar and Ochalti, but the Malo the Shaker. I know Malo the Shaker is in my vast Bekias and Shas, it means Migui. That's what
that's Chosina.
Okay. Not on a shock.
Why can't you say that of course Amigu doesn't be Edom?
Can we just ask the question? You're already trying to answer the question. Okay, let me first get the question. What is the question on the floor that we're trying to answer?
Migu b'makom Edom.
Okay, so the question on the floor is that the Chayra, the Achamim are absurd because we have Edom. Edom say you ate. You're walking and you said you didn't eat. And you have a migui. So let's grant you have the best migui in the world. But we know that Edom create a vadai biur, and migui doesn't create a vadai biur. And when you have a migui against Edom, the migui loses. So how can the Achamim say that you don't bring a korban because you have a migui? That's the question. There's another question which people ask is that this sounds like a pretty crummy migui, because migui is, believe me, that I'm not lying, that I could have said a better lie. A person would prefer to say lo achalti than to say mezid. Mezid makes him look like a Russia. So it's not even such a great migui, but okay, that's a different question, but let's start with the first question. First question is that even if it would be a good migui, migui welcome aid denominator. So the people, Rabbi Meltzer was telling me yesterday that Tysus asked his cash. But okay, Tysus asked the cash. But what do we, doesn't mean we can just forget about it. You know, we have to think about it. So what do you want to answer it? Yeah, okay. Now
I can try to answer the question. So what we're saying here is not amigu b'makom edim. Perhaps what he's saying is that we don't know whether this is real edim yet. That's what we're discussing.
Why don't we know if it's real edim?
Because we don't know if edim are allowed to testify about a carbon. We're before that step. So if we're talking about edim that are embedded in...
We don't know.
The question is whether edim can testify to be mechayev somebody a carbon. It's not like a case of migu b'makom edim where edim are coming in and talking about mamon, where we know in general edim work in that situation, and then we say migu b'makom edim lo amrinan. We're talking about before that. Can edim speak to a carbon? So therefore, when he comes along and says that it's a migu, what we're saying is that there is this b'chlal masayim mona kal v'chomer that you're coming up with is not a b'chlal masayim mona kal v'chomer because I have a pircha. The pircha is that by the case of a carbon, the person has a migu that they could say. And therefore, the edim don't get in to begin with to say, I have a power of edis. We're discussing whether you have a power of edis. And we're saying that it's not b'chlal masayim mona because we have a svara of a migu to say that there never is such a thing as edis when it comes to a carbon.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if what you're saying is right or not, because Pashup Shad is that Edim have their manas. Edim have their manas no matter anywhere. It's just, if they're not Mechayev Korban, it's not a begam in their manas. It's just a din that even though they have their manas, they're not Mechayev Korban. So when you come with your Migui, you're arguing with their manas. You're saying that what they said is not true. And as far as nemanis, Pashup Shad is the Torah gives Edim nemanis for everything. It's not this, there's no Havamina that Edim don't have nemanis. We got it. Corbin, I don't know. I don't think I learned it that way. But that's a machlekes. Rameyer holds that mean Rachamim holds that Edim don't have nemanis. We got it. Corbin. I didn't learn it that way. Maybe that's an interesting thought. I have to think about it. But I thought the Achamim, of course, everybody agrees. The Torah gives Edim Nemanis. So, of course, once Edim have Nemanis for everything under the sun. Except that Nemanis, the Achamim are saying, Nemanis isn't good enough. Because even though you have Nemanis, it's not Mechayev Korban. Not Mechayev Korban, we don't believe you. Not Mechayev Korban because the Nemanis isn't good enough. So now we have a fight between Amigui and Edim. So and what does Amigui do? Amigui is only a Din Nemanis, and Edim is a Din Nemanis, and Edim have the Nemanis, which is 100%. So it beats the Nemanis Amigui. So you're answering that Rabbanan are saying that maybe in this case, the Torah didn't give them manas to Edim. Okay, I don't know. If you could say that, then you don't even need the Migui. Even without the Migui, you could say that, listen, maybe the Torah didn't give them manas to Edim by Korban. Rabbana could have said, if you have such a svara, that even though the Torah gave them manas to Edim everywhere, but the Torah never gave them manas to Edim by Korban. So then Stam the Rabbana could have said that we learned Pshan the Pasuk, that the Torah didn't give them manas to Edim. Okay, Edomite, right? That's not logical.
Maybe the fact that he could try to make...
Once you know it's not logical, and the Torah gave them manas, so the Torah gave them manas to Edim, the same manas like everywhere else. So what does the Shvua do? What does the Migui do?
Maybe using what you said earlier, right? You can answer this, that when is when are we allowed to go against the pasuk? When we have a svara. If there's a counter svara, then we should learn the pasuk, the pashtut.
Right, so why is this a counter svara? But since Migui b'makom edim lo aminin, so it's not a counter svara even.
I'm not sure why it's not a counter. It just makes it less illogical.
OK, Okay, why is it making less? If it's a gap, if we know there's a universal principle that Miga B'Makom Eidim Lo Amrinin, so why does it make it less illogical? I mean, I happen to agree with
because
you.
Because it's not B'Klam Asayin Mana.
What?
Maybe because then it's not B'Klam Asayin Mana.
Well, it is B'Klam Asayin Mana because Mi Eidim will be Mechayev Yumisa even if there was a Migui against it. So it is Yesh B'Klam Asayin Mana. No, you know, the Eidim were Mechayev Yumisa and there were Eidim against the Eidim, we would still be Mechayev Yumisa. So it's still Yesh B'Klam Asayin Mana. Eidim with a Migui against you came in Mechayev Yumisa. So surely, Eidim with a migui against you can be mechayev you a korban.
Right. But so I guess so the way to defend the pasuk pshuto is we have some sort of true that in Kol Shas doesn't work this way, right? And assuming the halakos of Shas doesn't work this way, but since there's a pashut pasuk, and you just have a svara against it, as long as Kol Zman that we can give some sort of explanation for the pasuk, then we shouldn't be doing the pasuk.
Okay, I hear. Let me say over what I think. I'll say, or maybe I'll try and improve a draft, but I hear. In other words, you're saying like this. The fact, Migay B'Makom Eidim Lo Amrinin, is not based on logic. The truth is, logically, it could be that we would have sent out on our own that Migay is better than Eidim. Migay is an intellectual proof. Eidim, who says Eidim are telling the truth? There are Eidim could be liars. Two people could lie. There's no a non-Sadi that two people never lie. There are plenty of liars in the world. They could be hired liars. Shad is that it's almost exeris akosiv that trei kameya. There's the Torah wrote a din exeris akosiv that two Eidim is the ultimate beerer, and therefore miga b'makom Eidim lo aminim. So that's not logic, that's a din. So you're saying that if there's the Torah does an illogical din in Kol HaTorah Kula, that Migui B'Makom Eidim Lo Amrinin. Okay, over here, we have a pasuk that the Torah is saying that we don't follow that illogical din. We don't have that din. So that's not being an illogical pasuk. Since the Yisoid of Migui B'Makom Eidim Lo Amrinin is not based on logic, it's based on, it's learned from a pasuk, but it's not really logical. So it's not illogical for the Torah to write a pasuk that over here, I don't say Migui B'Makom Eidim Lo Amrinin.
So why don't we learn from here?
What?
Why don't we, so Nelef Mehacha, that, you know, we there's no such thing as the Migui loses to Eidim.
Okay, I don't know. I hear. It's not such a fair question because we're in Rashi. Rashi didn't learn the Sigil Native Me'acha. That was Tysus.
I'm just borrowing a terminology.
I know, that's Tysus. But Rashi, Taiva's argument, Rashi over here. So I don't know if Rashi would hold that whole Sfar of Native Me'acha, you know? I don't know. So it's not necessarily a fair question.
Really responding to the Kavah Chomer then, because you're just going back to the...
No, he's not responding to Kavah Chomer. He's responding
back to his pasuk.
He's responding to the he's saying that it's not... You're timing, you and Meir are timing that it's illogical to learn the pasuk this way. But what it is, it's responding to the Kal Vachomer also, because he's saying that, you know why Eidim, the fact that Eidim worked by Nefashis, even against with Amigui, is some kind of illogical din. So once that's an illogical din, it's not illogical that this is an exception. See, so that it is responding to Rambeir. If if you didn't bring in migui, so Rav Meir says, look, the Torah is megala a yashris, that Eidim works for nefashis. If Eidim works for nefashis, so surely Eidim works for shvua, for korban. Sorry, and for Rabbanan, the Torah is not being megala a yashris that Eidim work for nefashis. Because the truth is, logically, Eidim should work for nefashis because it's going against a migui. If it goes against a migui, it shouldn't work. Edomai, it does. So it's not a logic. It's a din. So once you grant that it's a din, then you can't use, once things are not logical, then you can't tie that. Well, it's not, you're being illogical. Yesh b'klal masai amana. Once you're dealing with something you don't understand, so there's no kasha, how come here yes and here not? You don't understand it altogether. You can only ask, how come here yes and here not, when you think you understand what's happening? So if you think you understand it, in other words, before Rabbanan came along, when we saw that Eidim works for nefashis, we thought that was logical because Eidim is a raya, and the Torah says it's a good raya, and it's enough. Torah relies on that raya. But the Chachamim are saying that that's not a logical din, because it's going those Eidim could be going against the migui, and they still work. Edomai is an illogical din. So in an illogical din, you can't start saying, well, if the illogical din it works here, it should definitely work here. Once you grant that you're working with things that are illogical, then it's not so terrible to say that they're limited, especially if there's a pasuk. You know, especially, I don't know, without a pasuk, maybe we wouldn't, but we have a pasuk. Right? We have the pashas mashmos of the pasuk that says that Eidim don't work by korban. Now you're telling the Rameyer that pasuk is illogical. Thing is not, so the guys are saying, is what Chaim Gordon is saying, the pasuk is not so illogical, because it's not illogical to say that Eidim lose to migui. Ayin Hashem says everywhere else it does. Okay, so fakir, that's a chiddush. So it's not so illogical to say that this is an exception to that chiddush. Once something's a chiddush, so you can have exceptions to chiddushim because you don't understand how chiddushim work. So then there could be exceptions. So that would be what Rabban are saying back, that they're saying to Rav Meir, this old din, amigi makam eidim lo amrinin, is not stam pushing logic. Logic could be the other way. And therefore, the Torah here is not being illogical by saying that migui beats eidim. Can't say the Torah here is being illogical. You know, I once in my life, I heard a shiur from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So he said the following, I remember, it made such a rush on me. He said, the whole world is a din of that call that we go bust a right. Except for Mamet. But by Yisr, we go bust a right. The exception is Kavua. Koa Kavua Kamaks Amaksa. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the whole world says that right makes sense. Of course, you have the majority. Okay, you file the majority. That makes sense. Kavua is exeris akasa. Even though there's a majority, call of kavua kamaksa maksa. He says the other way around. Rive doesn't make sense. So what if there's a rive? Why? Take a chance just because there's a rive. Rive could be 51%. Could be a small rive, a big rive. Just because there's a rive, the 51 versus 49, you're going to be mako. Rive is exeris akasa. Kavua is logical. It's logical that you shouldn't go bust a right. So all kavua is, Hashem says, that illogical gzeres hakosef that I said, you go bust a right, doesn't apply by the case of kavua. Right? That's what he said. So it's the same thing we're saying here. The Torah makes this illogical gzeres hakosef that migui b'makom eidim, lo amrinin. Some of there's a pasuk somewhere that right is, that eidim is the ultimate Beaver. So that's an illogical gzeres hakosef. So here we got a pasuk that by korban, we listen to the Migui. So the Pasuk is saying that illogical Gezeiras HaKosev that I say everywhere else, over here I don't say. So that's not so terrible. That's okay. You're being logical. Finally, you're being logical. You're following logic. But everywhere else is illogical. Here it's logical. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. Everywhere else is illogical. So that doesn't give you a right to be deitlik a mashmaos of a pasuk.
And Rameir says it's okay.
What?
So what does Rameir say back? I'm sorry.
Rameir says it is called being illogical because since Misa, you know, the Rameir is a pasuk. Since the Misa, it were by Misa, we say Eidim work. And even Eidim against Misa works. So yeah, it's illogical to split and say Corbin's different.
Shmuel, it's a good answer if you have to explain Rameir now. Then that means it's a good answer, right?
No, but I'm saying it's far. It doesn't make, you can't argue that. You can't argue whether or not if Migu Makam Eidim is these you're arguing in Torah concepts. You're not arguing anymore in you know, arguing Migu Makam Eidim or not. That's the problem.
No, they're not arguing Migu Makam Eidim. They're arguing Rameir is saying that you're being inconsistent. Here you're saying Migam HaGamedim doesn't work, and here you say it does work. That don't make no sense. You gotta be consistent. Nachamim say that you don't have to be consistent because since you have a pasuk, and the pasuk says, this is what Chaim Gordon was saying, since you have a pasuk, and the pasuk tells you that this is an exception, so it's not illogical to be an exception when fakir and everything else is, when the exception is logical. You know, it's not illogical to make an exception when the exception is if the exception is against logic. So then you can't make an exception which is against logic. But if the exception is logic, so finally we're going after logic. We're finally following our logic. So you're gonna get upset, say no, you can't do that. You have to be deichik the pasuk. Adarabba, this is very logical. Migui maybe is better than Eidim. I can hear that. He said, should be a suffix. It's equal. That's the way you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. But it was based off what you were saying on the previous
episode. The Maisa Taifas doesn't hold to this. Taifas bombs out Rashi and says it can't be because Migui Makam Eidim, lo Amrinan. But we're just saying that even though there's a rule, Migui Makam Eidim, lo Amrinan, but it's for it, it's not a logical rule, it's a Din Torah rule. So then, therefore, it decreases, since the whole Yisayid of Rav Meir's Yisayid was that you have to have a very, very strong Svara to be Deichek the Mashmos of the Pasuk. Obviously, it has to be very strong svara. So this minimizes the mashmaos of the pasuk. This minimizes the deichik, which doesn't allow you to be deichik the mashmaos of the pasuk. You have to say, you're just saying that you can't just stop be deichik the mashmaos of the pasuk with a little svara. You need a svara which is like undeniable. So the fact that there's a migu here is enough to say that it's not such an undeniable svara. There's room to disagree. Okay, I think that sounds good, even though that's not what Taisa says. So I don't know. I mean, I can hear Taisa too. Taisa would probably say that you can't use your, you have to follow the din Torah. Torah says Migui Makam Eidim lo Amrinan, then that becomes the yashris. Torah is megana the yashris.
Okay. I thought over here it's not Migui Makam Eidim because it's normally the B'makam Eidim, we don't hear his taina of Migu, not Zuchos taina, not going there. We just don't hear the Migu doesn't work against Eidim. But over here we need his input. The Pasuk says, Oy, hoida, b'loishi, do a love.
So Rav Meir holds you don't need his input. Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir says that Eidim are mechayev of you, even if you don't need anything of his input.
Even if he says Mazik?
The Chacham is saying back. The Chacham is just saying back.
As long as he doesn't say Mazik, that's counter input. But you don't need his input to make the Chiyuv Shua. The guy can keep completely quiet. The guy can be no memory. According to a mayor, there's a Chiyuv Shua based on the Eidim. Wrong, Rameyer, and say, but there's a meager against the Eidim. So that's what they're saying, they're teaching that pasuk.
Hayda Oshi do your love. The fact that he could say Mezer Hayisi, that does not fit in because we don't know. At the end of the day, we need to know who informed him. Just like every Shabbos, on Shabbos you have to have a shoyge, and then somebody has to find out about it, right? A hoyda, he has to know about it. Nothing to do with
the mezid ayis. You know, saying that he has to be from him. It's not right. Because of Mani the Shaker. Rashi says that the reason why there's no korban is because Mani the Shaker. Mani the Shaker because we have a raya. He's telling the truth. Taiv is as a bam kasha. We know that raya is worthless because it's fighting against Edom. Now, he wants to say a different reason why there's a Torah korban, because there's a pasuk that says we need his input. But that's not what the Rabbanan say. That's not what Rashi says. Maybe Taibis learns different shot, but that's not Rashi says it, because Mali the Shaker. Mali the Shaker is a Migui. So the question is, what does a Migui do? Migui, Poshep Shat, in Kola Tarakula, a Migui against Edom, Pashas does nothing. Because when you have, even if you have a 99% proof, a 99% proof against 100% proof, at the end of the day, you're left with 100% proof. So Migui doesn't even, Kol Tarakula, the Migui doesn't even weaken the Rai of Edom. If you can have 100 Miguis, you wouldn't weaken the Edom. You can have 1,000,000 Miguis, you wouldn't weaken the Edom. It's because it's the Edom is, that's, you know, the Edom is 100%, that doesn't get weakened. If he would say
Mezer Hayisi, right? If he would say that, he would be 100% not able to bring a carbon.
Because the Edom all believe.
Let's believe the Edom. He did eat it. Okay, so he says, if I did eat it, so good. I'm gonna say this. They have to ask him. Right? I didn't eat it because all I have to do, why would I lie? All I have to do is say the mazid. I must be telling the truth.
But we have a right. Romeo that you didn't lie. That's what I'm saying. Because you're going against Edom. And we know you're lying. Pushup shot is the proof that you're going against Edom proves that you're lying. So how can you say Malo the Shaker to prove that he's telling the truth when we have a proof from Edom that he's lying?
So maybe normally you don't need to hear from him. That's all I was just saying. Normally you don't need to hear from him.
Don't need to hear from him either. If he would keep quiet, he would be chayev. According to Rav Meir's taina is that you don't need him. And Rabbanan are agreeing. They're just saying it's because he has a migui. Without the migui, Rabbanan would also say he's chayev korban pashtus. Rabbanan would say if he wouldn't have a migui, he'd be chayev korban at this line in the Gemara. You don't need him to say anything. He could, if he stays quiet, he's chayev korban. If they don't need him anything. That's what Rameyer is saying. Edom is mechayev korban. Rabbanan is just saying, you're right, Edom is mechayev korban, and we don't need him at all. But if he has a migui, then there's no chayev korban.
Maybe you could tweak what he's saying a little bit, what Shmuel's saying, and if he could, bottom line, the Edom alone, you're right, they can mechayev shua, but not necessarily. If he says mezid, he's putter. So that means when Edom come in, there's a second step, there's some sort of assumption that therefore makes it his chayev carbon. But if I would say mezid, if I could say mezid, then I'm a mechayev carbon, which means the Edom alone, without his chazaka, without some other, like you're saying, a chaskas kashas or some other second step, the Edom, it's not that they're not believed. They're not Edom. If Edom come in and tell us that the sun rose in the morning, it is, or told us that someone did an Avera,
that has no relevance to halacha, it's is that Eidus? Well, that's nothing. Eidim can't just say a meaningless statement and call it the Eidus. It's true. If it's here and unchallenged,
but you see, not
it becomes
you,
a chai of carbon.
Who sure the guy wouldn't have said anything? It's Masher, we would accept the aid of the Chayiv and Mekorban.
Because they combine with this, whatever, Cheskas Kashrus,
so
or whatever.
So it's not a meaningless statement. It's, but, this testimony should be Mekorban and Korban. This testimony they're saying should be Mekorban.
That
Mekorban
doesn't make it not a meaningless statement. That only makes it, that means it's a statement that has the validity of Eidus if it gets in and then leads, allows us to say the Chazaka. But if, being that I could say mazid, that means that just lets us, that signifies this idea that Edom, Edus alone without a second step, it doesn't really have the power of Edus, and therefore I can have a migu to be Neman before the Edus get in as Edom. And as if I didn't have a migu, then they're Edom, and then they could morph into a chazaka and the chayiv carbon. But if I have a migu, the migu does two things. First of all, the fact that I could say mazid means that the Edus alone could be in a matzah where it's not Eidus. And then if I'm Neman, then they're not Eidim.
Okay.
I can get in and stop them from being Eidim because I have Nemanus. That's not me go against Eidim. It's me going something that could become Eidus, but isn't Eidus. And therefore, I'm Neman.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, it's based on some premises that it's only Eidus. It's not intrinsically Eidus. It's only Eidus when it becomes Nogea and you get it before it becomes Eidus. I don't know, you know. I'm not saying you're wrong, but it's a chiddush to give shot. There's a number.
Yeah, can I add a little point to this? Is their edus when they're mayid that he ate? Are they able to be mayid that he did it b'shogeg? No, they don't know.
No.
So how could their edus be an edus at all? We should ask them. One second.
Because apparently,
b'shogeg or b'mayid, and they're going to say we don't know.
They don't say anything. The bezin assume that it's shogeg.
What do you mean if they don't say anything?
If Edom say, we don't know. Edom walk in and say, we saw this guy eat. We don't know whether it was mazid or shogeg. We have no reason to assume it's mazid. So then
I have no reason to assume it's shogeg.
So apparently, you see from everyone that it's only because he boy Omar mazid. But if he wouldn't say mazid, even Rabbana would agree that we assume it's shogeg. So apparently, there's like some kind of maybe because we put on Cheskas Kashrus. That people are not Rishayim. But if Edom would say, I mean, the mashmaz of this Gemara is, according to Rabbanan, if Edom would walk in and say, we ate, so you eat, you're chayiv a korban. It's only if you have a migui that you're potter from a korban. But if you would, I'm saying, if the guy said, I lost my memory, you know, I don't remember what happened. You know, it was a very busy week. Like I was getting married, I'm all for tumult, I don't remember anything. And so then, at this point, the Gemara seems to be saying that the Rabbanan would agree to Rameya that you're chayiv a korban. Right?
That's why I agree to Rebbe. That's why the pasuk says, Oy hoida, ashiyidu. He said, who informed him? That's a different story. Who informed him? That's the problem. It's a psalm, the pasuk. The pasuk says, if they walk in and say, hey, you ate, he goes, oh, I did? Well, then I can't bring a carbon anymore. They killed it. Oh, he played that. So therefore, we have to believe that when he says he didn't eat, because he can mess up the whole Adis like everybody
That's
else.
That's not
like
what Rashi saying. Says, because then you're arguing at Rashi. Rashi, because of, it's me doing. And you're
That's
saying nothing to do with me doing.
I never ate. That's what
nothing to do with Migui. You're saying it's because it's a lack of the fulfillment of the pasuk of that he has to come from himself, even if he went to have a Migui.
That's the worst Migui in the world.
According to you, let's say it's not a Migui. Let's say a person would never say Mazid because people ain't of the Mazim Asma Russia. People wouldn't want to say it. It's still the Mesa. It's not called that he fulfilled the pasuk. Let me go further. Okay. Anyway, the Maisa, whatever the relevant thing is, Hatayvus doesn't accept any of our answers, and the Ramban gives a different answer to answer the Rashi. Also, not like anything we're saying. Ramban has a different answer. What his answer is, I don't remember anymore.
I had a question on the Gemara. Which I don't know if it's a
question altogether, but I think a lot of the Torah we're saying would maybe help. I was what just a kvetchi kasha. Why does the Gemara need to quote the whole Mishnah? As if the kasha was really that Edom are not Machayev carbon, and the answer is that he could hold like Reb Meir, so the Mishnah, the Gemara could have just quoted the Shitas without the Amar Reb Meir part and the Rabbanan's response. So, right?
They could have just said Reb Meir says, Imchayev also, Reb Meir's Kavachamer.
Well, two things. First, even before that, why can't I just say Meir Mechayev Chalam Poitim, period?
Okay, so that we did answer.
That we answered.
Right.
For sure.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. Now, why do we need the Rabbanan's response? Okay, I still don't know exactly why it's necessary, but it's a little better according to what we're saying tonight, because, you know, if the Rabbanan's response was, let's say, not really talking to Meir, it's just Tam Amigu, then it seems totally irrelevant. But if the Rabbanan are responding to Reb Meir's reading of the pasuk because of his kavuchaymer, it's like the Gemara is being mashlam this conversation. It's like a little better, I think.
Okay, I hear. The only thing is, I don't have the kiyas in Shas. When does the Gemara only quote? You know, like you have to first know the kiyas. Is this hashkafically true? When they want to quote a Mishnah and they just need one line, they only quote that one line. I don't know. I really don't know. You have to ask someone who's a Bucky in Shas. Anybody claim to be a Bucky in Shas? They know.
It might not be a valid question, I'd be saying, but
I don't know. I don't know. You have to know. A lot of things that Gemara does is like, you know, for memory's sake. So, you know, the whole thing that we have in Gemara is one Gemara agav another. Is, you know, it's you don't need the whole second Gemara, and sometimes they just quoted Agav. So maybe once they quote the Mishnah, they want to quote the whole Mishnah. You know, it's an opportunity to chaser on the Mishnah. I don't know. I don't know. So you have to have Bikias. Regretfully, Bikias is not my strong point. I don't know not anything else is my strong point, but and I have to, I can look up at my Claude. Halichas item, but I don't know where to look. You know, I don't know. I don't know the club. I might have another. The very good cloud safe out of my desk. I'm Yitzchak. Someone put out now a new safer. Also,
so you good. Only ask if Rashi's being a yenta, not the Gemara's being a yenta.
What?
You only ask if Rashi's being a yenta.
Yes, that is correct, because the Gemara was written with Baal Peh, and therefore the Gemara. The Gufa say the Gemara is Yenta sometimes because they want it to be to help people remember. Rashi is not what it's about. Peh. So Rashi, and it's also only just because that's what Rashi's famous for. The Messiah is a Rashi super Mekatzer. There are other Mephorishim that we would not necessarily ask that they're being Yenta so much, you know, as much as we would on Rashi. You know, it depends on the Sefer. You know, you read, you know, and I'm not saying it's not a good example, but obviously the Chofetz Chaim on Shmiras HaLoshen, he speaks things out very much. I don't know, you know, we don't ask. I could have figured out myself. He wants to be clear. He wants to be, you know, highlighted. So we don't have the same. It's in order to ask a kasha on the Loshen, you have to have the keys to know how that safer writes. Okay, we got one more minute.
What about Mesil Shasharim at the Goyin says there's an extra word.
Yeah, that sounds good. And Sandy told us about a year ago that there's a giant machlekes before Hashem and Navi. Right, that's what he told us from his Bikias, that we have in a lot of Psukim and Navi, they sound like they repeat itself. The first half of the Pasuk and the second half of the Pasuk just sound like the second half of the pasuk, especially in the prophets, not in the stories. In Tehillim, you know, it just sounds like they're saying the same thing twice. So he told us, I forgot to read the lashon. Is it a redak? We have an Ezra.
Kafal hamilim, kafal hadvarim bemilim shtonos.
Right, that's their style. So that you know the style is that they say it twice. That's the style. But they say the Gra and the Malbim, and I don't remember who else, disagreed.
I mean, don't the like Mikubalim have like every word in every pasuk is like has all these sumos?
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you. I'm not.
We're not start where we're gonna start with Mikubalim.
I'm not a Mikubalim, and if I am a Mikubalim, I'm not gonna let you know. So I'm not telling you. I don't know.
Isn't there a famous story with the Gra that Eliyahu Navi, like one night he said he taught him 2,270 pshatim in one pasuk in Nach. That's one pasuk. Like
there's such a story.
So, obviously,
it says that he was sleeping. He woke up in the morning, he had hundreds and hundreds of pshatim. I don't think it was Eliyahu Navi.
That's who, then
he lost. That's why Hashem created sleep. So that you could go ahead and get all these wonderful pshatim. Yes, I don't know why.
Tell us that the Gra refused to speak to the market when I was sleeping.
What? I can't hear you.
The Shiva always say that. The Shiva says just tell us that the Gra used to refuse to speak to the market because he wanted to get a mailus.
Right. He didn't speak to a market. That was when he was up. But when he went to sleep, he couldn't help it.
I think in the Hagdama, it says even in sleep, he pushed him away. I thought in the Hagdama.
One of the sons of the Brisk Rav said that he asked the question like that the Gra wouldn't accept any Torah that wasn't Amul and Zab, he accepted from Yaakov and Elio and so on. And he said Sarach Lomar the Shiny that apparently that apparently people like dead people who were big, I don't know, Gdol and whatever. Apparently, have a different din. They're not like Malachim.
Who's? Where does it say this?
Meshulam David. I could go find it. I could send Rabbi.
Okay.
It's not a kash. I don't understand. Maybe he was Yageya. We say Yagati Matsasi. So it's Yageya, then a Metzia. So if Hashem pops it in your head, that's all right. After Yageya, but
Yageya,
and then Eliona.
It said that Magidim came to the Gra, and he sent them away because he said he wanted to do Amedes. And it does say.
Maybe that was
same time he got in his sleep. So I always thought that, listen, he in his sleep, he can't do Amedes. So it's better than nothing. He wasn't complaining. It wasn't like he was usher. You know, just when he's awake, he'll rather do the Amedes.
Aren't there stories, the Gra, even when he was awake? The saw a story, the Gra, on the third day of Sukkot, the Gra was unusually happy. His father was Mitzav and Timagala. Why he was happy? So he said, Yaakov Avinu just came and gave him a kiss.
Okay, I gave him a kiss. I said, okay, didn't give him a shot. Okay, I don't know. The Gra was a little bit in a different
way. The Sinishim about the Vilna Gaon are very controversial. I don't believe that so much.
Why are they controversial? When Prime Lodge is made about them, like, how is that controversial? He brings all these wild stories with the Gra.
We don't disagree. The Gra was a Gra. Shiva used to quote Rav Aaron Cutler that the Hashem made a nais. The Gra was a nais because according to the laws of nature, a tree, every branch gets skinnier and there has to be niskatnu adiris. But the Gra was an exception to the laws of nature because the Gra was not niskatnu adiris. The Gra was on the level of a rishon. So he went against the law of nature of niskatnu adiris. And the Rabbi Aaron said it because Hashem wanted to make a bring back the level of Torah to a certain level. So he had to make a nais. So he made a nais. He sent down a neshama, whatever. It was on that level of a rishon. But okay, anyway.
I heard that the Beis Yosef did learn with a malach. We know that.
Yes.
So they said the difference is that he was an Eretz Yisrael, I think, that happened versus the thing that's different. So they could rely on the malach as not a shtickle shade or something like that. I'm not sure exactly.
Yes, okay. Yeah, but that's right. Yes. Okay, all right. So we want to get to the final. We get to the Gemara, so we can get to that.
The Ramban, the Ramban says it seems he's saying that a person is neman al atzma yesim yikuf. That's
a person is neman al atzma.
Better than 100, he says here. He says at the time of the most benashehi mehamed the inami lo nechale lo havi carbon ein mamsh mshachim nesoy the hilchah from neman al atzma yesim yikuf ish.
I admit it. The Ramban has a different shot than what we were saying. So you want to say the Ramban saying like you, of course.
No, I didn't say that. Okay. The first I let Rebbe read it through, and then I'll say that.
Okay. 7 years ago, we worked on that Ramban. I know. We worked on that Ramban, and we set up Shan Ramban. It's a very difficult Ramban, but okay.
Now, you see, he has a second shot in the Hoidah. That's the second paragraph of the Ramban. That's okay.
But anyway, but okay, so we're up. So tomorrow, we just keep on going. It's Gemara Rashi. Sometimes it's a lot of, it's geschmack. So we're going to keep on going. But then eventually, we're soon going to get to the point where Excise asks Gash on the Mari Ben Leib. And then I want to do that Excise inside, really, because it's not that much. And it's such a Yesidistic thing. I really do think it would be wrong not to do it. You know, one of the most Yesidistic big Maramachloikas in Shas is it was Shannon and Aldous Baal and Kamei Adam. So we just have to read another few lines or two in the Gemara, and then hopefully tomorrow we'll get up to it already. Okay, all right, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Luban used to tell us that you should chazer shir before you went to sleep. First of all, it's a school of the Torah should enter your sleep, and it's also a school that you'll fall asleep. As soon as you start going over shir, you'll fall asleep right away.
Yeah, who's used to, okay. Who?
Rabbi Nyman. He said, first of all, there's some Indian as far as the going to Torah entering to your sleep. And then he said, as a joke, he said, you'll also fall asleep right away. As soon as you start going over the shir, you'll fall asleep.
Okay. That's a spot.
Can I ask maybe one question before he goes? I just wanted to ask, on Rebbe's concept, right? Just what I said before, that's why I couldn't read the Gemara from the beginning. If we say this concept of nigdu chashad of mind chashad shuasa, right? So if piv doesn't kill it, meaning Rebbe once said in the beginning that it's a pator, nigdu chashad of mind chashad shuasa is a pator. So if Adam crushed this guy, so maybe it's taka worse. He mamish has no nemanis. They mamish fit. They obliterated him. I'm just saying they mamish make him pater. Not that they make him swear. It should be pun fakir. Just because if there's no ishtamute, then Adam, who come along and mechayev him on the first half, then they should obliterate him. That he's apator on the second half. That's mechal masayim manda. That's mamish. That's mamish kills the guy.
Because what happens is there's a kavah choymer that sticks with our same time that you're being logical, but Rav Chiya is making kavah choymer. Kavah choymer is if piv is mechayev shua, then surely Adam is mechayev shua. You know, you're tying it's pumpfaker. It's not a kavachomer. That true. I agree with you. Logically, it's not a kavachomer. Once you bring in this far of migid the chashin, then Rav Chiya's kavachomer is not logical. But he has a kavachomer because again, kavachomers aren't always based on logic. And he says, if Adam is stronger than Piv, so Adam can do whatever Piv can do. So if Piv can mechayev shua, Adam is mechayev shua.
True, but we could ask as a pircha.
I don't know Claude pirchas. Pirchas are also not necessarily logic. I don't know.
Pirchas, isn't there like a pircha
pirchas are dinim. What? Okay, I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with Claude Kavaklaimer. Oh, okay, I'm going to start with this. Okay, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.